Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. The rain will continue through today and tomorrow morning. Then we'll get a little break through Friday. And it looks like it's trying to come at you on Saturday again. My
more
name is
rain?
Edgar. Yeah, Morin. Morin, bro.
Jeez.
Hey, you know what? Every once in a while, it happens.
Well, we need the water, actually.
Yeah, we do. Good morning, Brian. Welcome back
what
in the studio, bro.
I made it!
Kelly Clarkson!
From Atlanta, back at it again. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, or you can call or text at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, guys. Happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
This is the year of the pig.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, cool. What does that mean?
Thank you for asking that, Chelsea. I actually asked that right before I started, and Majestic filled me in on this. So the pig represents optimism and wealth.
Wow.
Get money. Yeah, glutton too. Go like, after it. Buy all the things you want to buy. Get money.
And high cholesterol.
Yeah, right. But you know what? Next year's the year you pay for this year is what the year of the pig means.
Hey, for the year of the pig, man, can we get a discount on carnitas at Chipotle? Come on now. Let's go. Guys, things are getting real, man. So I don't know if I told you guys this, but this weekend, on Friday to be exact, my wife and I went to like this baby boot camp / hospital tour that you have to attend before giving birth. So we're about 4.5 weeks away from our due date, right? Second baby, so on and so forth. And it's so funny to see because we're at this orientation type of situation. And you can tell those that are first, like new parents, they're so stressed out. Uh-huh. They're like trying to write down everything the lady says and whatnot. And that used to be me too, right? And then there's us, like we've been there once. And then others that have been there like 3 or 4 times, they're just like trying to keep their kids that they brought to the hospital like chilling out,
right.
You know?
Watch your iPad. Are they like the new parents, like those kids in class that ask questions like way too many? Like you're right about your class is about to be over and you're like, yeah, 2 minutes left. Someone's like, I have a question. You're like, you don't need to know that question. What are you doing?
To the point where the instructor was like, yeah, so there's specific classes for all your questions. If you want to sign up in the back.
Here's an email that you can hit up with personal questions.
Because all the parents that have given birth before, we're like, yo, we're trying to get out of here in 30 minutes. I got a babysitter and I ain't trying to pay extra. You know what I'm saying?
What are you going to do differently this time? Like, what did you learn last time around that you're like more confident, that makes you more confident this time?
This time, I think I'm going to be more prepared in regards to like, as we're going to the hospital or when Janet says, hey, I'm ready to go, I'm going to be more prepared. Last time, her water broke at midnight. Right? And she just woke up and she's like, super calm. She's like, babe, my water just broke. I'm like, did you just say your water broke?
Oh my God.
And she had her bag ready to go, right? With all the things she needs. I didn't have a bag ready. I'm like, babe, what do I wear? Let's go.
And she picks all that out for you already. So.
Exactly. I'm like, you should have had it laid out for me, babe. No. And we were in New York City at the time in Manhattan, and the hospital was literally around the corner. So we just like went down the elevator, walked out, walked over to the hospital.
Do you need a piggyback, babe? How do I do this?
And when I rolled up to the hospital, true story, man, I was so nervous. The security guard goes there, and they're like, hey, what's going on? We're going in the ER. I'm like, my water broke. And then Janice like, no, sir, my water broke. And then we go to the nurses. I say the same thing. I couldn't think straight, man. So last night, Janet and I were like, she's like, hey, babe, we got to get the bags ready to go for this time and whatnot. And it's coming. It kind of hit me yesterday. This shit, it's real, man. Like, it's going to be times two, babies.
Did you sit Ariella down and go, all right.
Yeah.
Listen. Don't freak out when it happens. I need you to be cool. Grab your bag. She's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we're actually talking about that. Maybe you guys want to sign up. We need somebody to take care of Ariella while we go to the hospital.
I'll do it.
All right, appreciate it. Everybody right away jumped at it. Thanks, guys. I'm glad I could count on you.
Now.
Everybody's like, crickets.
Nope. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Rainy commute this morning for you. It's going to be chilling out by this afternoon. Slight 30% chance of rain for tomorrow morning and then clear through Friday. We're going to get some sunshine, but it's going to remain fairly cold, guys. I mean, for SoCal, at least. You know, the high's only at 62 here in L.A. for Thursday and Friday with some sunshine. So get ready for that. Potential rain coming your way on Saturday.
Break out your Uggs, West Hollywood. You've got a couple days to wear them.
Chelsea,
a scarf.
Do you rock Uggs?
I used to have a pair. I haven't in a while.
Yeah? Time.
Yeah. Also, in rain, it's hard because they're not, they don't do
right.
well in
We're
rain.
Just talking about cold.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. When it's sunshine.
Talking about, like, these flash floods we have there with your sheepskin shoes. I think as soon as Tom Brady started wearing them, that kind of killed it for everybody.
Four years ago, my mother-in-law got me some Uggs, some man Uggs, which there's no such a thing, by the way. There's no man Uggs. Got me some alleged man Uggs for Christmas, and I only wear them when she comes over. And that is mm-hmm. it, man.
They're too nice.
Yeah, just around the house, too. I'm like, oh, I love them.
They're
oh
really comfortable, though. Like, it's crazy how comfortable Uggs are. Yeah.
Oh, Tamara's got them on.
Tamara's got them on right now.
Hi, Tamara, our social media guru. I love your Uggs.
They're so cute.
I'm jealous of you. My feet are too sweaty for Uggs. I don't know if that's admitting to, but I have, like, some sweaty-ass feet, and it like, they feel gross. I'm like, I can just feel my feet getting swampy and those things. I've worn boots, like, not those kind, but my mom has a friend that has, like, a sheep farm, and she'll make us, but they are so much worse because they just look like someone sewed together like sheep fur. I look like Conan the Barbarian. I'm like, these things are awful.
Like a kindergartner art project.
Exactly. Yeah. The stitching's not even straight. So.
Good stuff. All right, man. Many of you that were cruising through downtown LA last night might have been tripping out because, look, I lived in downtown LA last year. You hear helicopters all the time. High-speed chases happen all the time. It's like people walking their dogs in the burbs. You know, it happens all the time. Whatevs. But yesterday was mad extra, and this is people's response in downtown LA.
People ran out of the store we were at because the store was shaking. That's how low they were flying.
Wow. But it's okay. They were wearing Uggs, so they weren't cold, guys. So what was happening? What was going on in downtown LA last night?
Tonight, people want to know what's up with all these helicopters.
Videos from our viewers. This, as you see, is a military helicopter landing at the intersection of Wilshire and Bixel. This is not a movie, everyone. This has nothing to do with the LAPD. This is the LAPD tonight telling us that the U.S. Army is conducting tests.
There it is. The U.S. Army conducting tests. Downtown LA, also Long Beach, is going to be going down through Friday. So FYI, they're not filming a movie. It's not the end of the world. They're doing some tests.
Well, I don't want to add fuel to the speculation fire, but why all of a sudden now are they like, guys, we need to practice our evacuations in downtown Los Angeles? No biggie. We just realized we've never tried it. Just in case. Just in case. What happened?
Yeah, we'll leave it right there. Conspiracy theories right there. Also, big shout out to Pascal. She's a Girl Scout out of San Fernando Valley's troop. 3246. What up? She's gone viral because of the video she made to help her and her troop sell cookies. They're saying it's getting tougher nowadays to sell cookies. So what did she do? She busted out her Cardi B skills. Listen to this song.
Seriously, the world gone hills. Been this game since 2014. Selling them cookies is my thing. Buy them mints or even s'mores. Please open up when I'm in your door. Woo! I'm not sure if we'll need it. Selling cookies to get some. Please reel not Monopoly. I got girls in my troop. Cookies to move. I got girls in my troop.
She got girls in her troop,
God.
Chelsea.
She's so cool. I wonder if there's, because you know how you get patches for doing certain things. I wonder if there's, like, a patch now, this day and age, for going viral.
Like, oh, viral? I was thinking more like ratchet rap.
Oh, that could be, you know?
Cardi B patch.
Yeah.
Definitely worked. She's gone viral. As of 2 days ago, she sold more than 1,000 boxes thanks to her video. So, Pascal, shout out to you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Okay, so if you follow Cardi B on social media, you know she's very vocal about politics and how she truly feels about the current state of our government.
Trump is now ordering federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid.
That was her.
You missed the best part of that clip about why we need insurance and what Obama did so girls can get their junk checked and grandmas get their pills, man.
Well, that was the last rant she did at the beginning of this month, or a couple weeks ago, really. And it has now over 19 million views.
Wow.
So, of course, she has a ton of haters as well that are coming after her. And this story is the best. So, basically, her former AP government teacher is coming to her defense and even dragged her haters on Facebook in this post that's now gone viral. Her teacher's name is Joan Hill. And she said, For those of you on my feed who are trashing Cardi B for representing a political voice, A, she probably scored higher than you on the U.S. History Regents exam and was in my AP government class.
Toma.
B, you're not nearly as busy as her. And what have you done to advance political discourse in this country? And C, she has a national platform and is using it to speak about things that are important. Why can't we respect that? And then she said, STFU, and take a seat.
Fake news.
There it
so
is.
There it is.
Very politically correct from the government teacher.
There you go. I think what I love, I think it's funny, is that we act like social media just allows trolls to be loud. Yeah. So it's like, you know, yeah, okay, not everyone thinks that. But also, anytime Cardi responds to like just a random person, yeah, they're like, oh my God, I'm your biggest fan. Yeah. I didn't think you'd see this.
80% of those trolls are conservative radio hosts or conservative TV hosts. They're trying to get ratings.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Like, please respond, Cardi, please.
Fake news.
Dog walk me, Cardi. Dog walk me.
I'm just waiting for Cardi to respond back to her and see kind of their exchange. But, well, it hasn't happened yet, so hopefully today.
Just get your teacher a Ferrari and let's move forward.
Exactly. This is so exciting. The fellas of BTS are coming to California. How excited are you guys?
This is awesome. Let me guess. Is it for the Grammys?
Sure is. Good job.
I'm excited because it's just going to mess up our Twitter mentions on the show for the next 2 hours because we mentioned them.
The Grammys were like, all right, guys, let's gather up. How can we trend during the Grammys?
Yeah, exactly.
Invite BTS.
It was probably, well, the thing is they're busy guys, so the Grammys team or people around, they're probably like, what can we do? We'll fly them on their own private jet. Well, yeah, you know, they probably like offered them everything to be there because obviously for ratings, it'll be so good. This is their first time attending the Grammys, which is pretty, which is a big deal. And they're also presenting an award there. And this is their first time presenting an award at an award show here in the States. So that's also a big deal.
The presenting the award part is where I agree with. Like, this is just a ratings grab, right? Like,
I mean,
so you nominate them for something and you're like, yeah, they're good. I mean, they're really on their way up and they're, you know, nice guys. Sure, musically, they're crushing it. But then when you just have them, you know, present an award, like all nine of them, however many there are, their entire team, they're all going to be standing on stage. All right, great. This is just so that kids start just retweeting them like crazy.
Yep. I really hope they're here in person, though, because if it's a video of them presenting an award.
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, my God.
They pulled that before, though. Haven't they done stuff with, they were like, oh, BTS is going to perform. And they're like coming from wherever they're at, their tour stop.
Well, isn't that something, too? It's like with the Grammys, it's the biggest award show of the year. Like, they've had such a massive year. And their album actually is nominated for a Grammy, but it's for, what is it? It's basically, if it wins, it's their last album, Love Yourself Tear, but it's nominated for Best Recording Package, which means their art director would win it. So it's not them, which is kind of a bummer. So they're kind of nominated-ish.
They know their fans aren't going to look that hard.
Yeah.
The creative art director's not even going to get up out of their seat to go get the award. Yeah. They're like, Jim and you handle just this.
I didn't know there was a Grammy for packaging. That is awesome.
The plastic wrap on the CD is amazing. Do we still make CDs?
So good. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Here's the politically correct Cardi B with I Like It.
Let's go.
Ready to hear you confess your cray so you can get it off your chest and feel a lot better, all right? We have Angelica from Van Nuys. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, Angelica. There's a lot of echo. Are you hidden in a restroom somewhere?
Are you hiding out?
I am hiding out. I am.
Why?
Let me make myself, because I'm at work.
So this must be really important to get off your chest, please.
This is really important. Uh-huh. Hold on. Does it sound any better or no?
Yeah,
yeah,
you're good.
You're good. Yeah, go for it.
The echo was actually kind of cute.
Listen. I had just started seeing my man, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago or whatever, but like, in 2019, you have to mark your territory. Ooh. So I'm leaving little breadcrumbs of myself in his house and in his car so I can trap him and have him forever.
Wait, okay? So what do you mean by breadcrumbs? Please explain.
Oh, you know, like the basics, like my toothbrush, you know, like my tampons and stuff. I may have even left my birth control packet in his car just so, like, I have to see him every time at that time.
My girlfriend did this, too. It's like my apartment has tampons in it, has barrettes or bobby pins all over my nightstand.
Yep.
Because they know nothing hates on your ability to, like, have a side chick than someone else's bobby pins on your nightstand. Like, she said left a set of earrings there.
Fake eyelashes.
Yeah, all this stuff.
Dude, I have a friend of mine who's a girl, and she legit will pull out pieces of her hair. and put it on her dude that she's dating on his jacket and things of that sort.
That's so extra. Oh.
Just to make sure. Leave her high heels in his car. Mm. Oh, I get you, Angelica.
The shower, for real. My shower's turned into a day spa.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you just got to let him know that, like, that's where I'm going to be at and you're never going to forget me.
That's where I'm going to be at.
How long have you guys been dating? Is it serious?
Yeah, it's serious. I mean, he doesn't really have an option. Like, if you see me, you would know why I feel this way. I'm bad and I deserve to have a king.
There you
go.
So
anyway, it's been about like 4 weeks.
Oh, and then there's that. That's okay.
On the bright side, if you guys make it a year, you won't have to move anything physically because it'll all be at his place anyway.
You're good.
See, forward thinking. That is what I'm doing. It's forward thinking. I'm thinking about the future. He should too.
Angelica, I know this is called Confess Your Cray, but something deep down inside of me says that you don't think this is cray at all. This is very normal.
Confess your strategy. Your trap strategy.
Listen, there aren't that many good ones around, so when you find him, you gotta lock him down and let him know. Like, he's not going anywhere, and I'm gonna take care of him.
All right, well, note taken.
That sounded wildly murdery. I'm gonna take care of him, whether he likes it or not.
No judgment, though, Angelica. No judgment.
She doesn't care. You see that evil laugh in the background? She's like, I got him.
Angelica, thank you for calling in and telling us how you were marking your territory 4 weeks into your relationship.
Listen, you know you got to be proactive, okay?
Okay.
All right, now get back to work.
Love you, Angelica.
All right, bye.
Bye. You know what I love? If there's somebody like in that bathroom stall.
I know.
At her work, that just heard her say all that, right?
Oh, like, my gosh, crossing my fingers.
Like, Tammy, you were in there? What the hell?
Did she just confess to a crime?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, your chance to win 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters in their SoCal tour by playing as Brian, Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids, the kids' trivia game. You're going to get 30 seconds to answer 3 questions. Brian's going to have to answer the same 3 questions. He'll step outside of the studio tonight.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I hear them. He has yet to beat any of the kids ever contested in this.
Came close to Coco yesterday on the airplane. I actually pulled up the Disney tab on the little TV on my airplane and was like, ooh, ooh, and then I watched Slender Man.
You should have, bro. You should have.
I gotta watch the horror movies when my girlfriend's not with me. She gets too scared.
All right, let's meet our contestants. We have Patrick from Canoga Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Patrick, please introduce us to all the kids in your ride.
Good morning, Edgar. We're longtime listeners. I have my 3 kids in the car. I have Nate, Madison, and Liam.
Nate, Madison, and Liam. That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us. Nate, why do you believe you guys will be able to beat Brian this morning?
Because Brian is a loser, and he always loses.
Yep.
Well, I mean, the loser was kind of an edgy one. Yeah. Stung a little bit. Always loses, I'll take, but loser.
I'll say this. Other kids have said something like that, but it sounds cuter when they're 8. Yeah. Not when they're 18.
You sound like a grown man just called me a loser. Brian's like, fighting now?
Brian's like, yo, man, you 18, bro? Meet me outside Wilshire. All right, Brian's walking outside the studio right now. We got 3 questions coming your way. Here we go, 30 seconds on the clock. In the movie The Incredibles, what superpower does the mom in The Incredibles family have?
Stretch.
She what?
Stretch.
Stretches. Stretch. Okay, good. Number 2, finish the lyrics to this hit Coco movie song.
What color is the sky?
Anybody?
I don't know.
Nobody! All right, number 3. Which Nate, which family member annoys you the most?
Madison, my sister.
And why?
Because like the boss in the family.
All right, time's up.
She's so quiet. She's been so quiet this time, too. Madison, do you have anything to say about that?
It's true.
It's true. Come on in, Brian. All right, Brian's coming back into the studio right now. You may have a shot at this, bro, but you didn't watch Coco.
I feel good.
All right, let's get 30 seconds on the clock for Brian. Same three questions. Here we go. In the movie The Incredibles, what superpower does the mom in The Incredibles family have?
I think she's like a rubbery. She made a rubber. It's a rubber lady. Stretchy, stretchy, bouncy, stretchy.
That's it? That's
stretchy lady.
Last, final answer? All right, here we go.
She's a stretchy lady.
Number two, finish the lyrics to this hit Coco song. You got this, Brian.
Believe in you.
What color is the sky?
Blue!
Number three, we asked Nate, the dude that said you're a loser, which family member annoys him the most?
We'll say his parents.
All right, there it is. Time's up. All right, here we go, guys. We're about to find out right now. We asked in the movie The Incredibles, what superpower does the mom in The Incredibles family have? Brian, you said?
Stretchy lady, made of rubber. Rubber stretchy.
So did the kids. You guys are both correct.
Oh, look out. Jeez, Dad, are you getting in on the loser stuff, too?
All right, here we go. He said boo. Number two, finish the lyrics to this hit, Coco hit song. Obviously, it's not that big of a hit. Nobody got it. Here goes.
What color is the sky? Ay, mi amor.
Ay, mi amor.
Oh, I mean, that's hard. I've seen Coco a couple times. I didn't know the answer to that.
Yo, I'm way too white to get that one, and I haven't seen the movie.
But blue was a very good guess, Brian.
Thank you.
Number three, which family member annoys Nate the most? Brian, you said?
Parents.
Nate said his sister, Madison, because she thinks she's the boss of the family.
Hey, that sounds mean.
And then we asked Madison if that is true, and she said, yep, that's true.
She owned it.
Patrick, congratulations. You guys are the winner. You're going to go see the Harlem Globetrotters and their SoCal tour. Appreciate you guys listening to us. Have a great day at school, guys.
Thank you.
All right, awesome. Make sure if you want to get your Harlem Globetrotter tickets, visit harlemglobetrotters.com/SoCal.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Big shout out to Gemma and Jillian in Buena Park. Thank you guys so much for listening. Wishing you an awesome day. All right, guys, coming up next, I need your help. We got a little situation going on with my wife and I, and she wants me to basically stop parenting a certain way. Because she has fears that our 2-year-old daughter, Ariela, could have issues in her 20s. She's already like, yo, you're ruining her.
Planning ahead.
Long term like that. Jeez.
Dude, exactly. I'm like, really? Yeah. Okay. So more details coming up next. We'll definitely get her on the line. And I want to hear from you ladies who are in your 20s and 30s to see if you agree with my wife once she tells you what it is that I'm allegedly doing wrong.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
My wife says that I gotta stop parenting a certain way because she fears that our 2-year-old daughter could have issues in her 20s. Like, she's already worried about the situation. Now, if you're a female in your 20s and 30s, I definitely want to hear from you. So get ready to call in and text in because you gotta tell me if the way I'm parenting is really gonna create issues for my daughter, Ariela. Let's bring my wife on the air right now. Janet, good morning, baby.
Good morning, guys. Hi, baby.
Hola, thank you so much for calling in and talking smack about the way I parent. Appreciate you.
Trash him.
I'm just being real, and I just want people's feedback, because maybe I'm wrong, but I've been like making fun of you because you're such a helicopter dad, and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you weren't a helicopter boyfriend. Kind of creepy.
For people who don't know, because I'm assuming, I'm just going to speak for the people who have no clue, what the hell is a helicopter dad even mean? Is that,
really,
sounds dope.
It's an awesome dad, yeah.
It sounds like an action hero.
No. We go to the playground, and there's like, for example, we went to the playground a couple of weeks ago, and there's like a section where, you know, it's gated and the kids are playing inside, and all the parents, including myself, were sitting outside on the benches, and Edgar was the only parent with the kid playing, going down the slide. And I'm like, let her be. Give her a break. It's okay. She can play with the other kids.
So it's basically if your parent is like hovering over you every step.
Ghetto bird. Like
Like the Getter Bird.
Yes.
Exactly, exactly. And to me, I'm like, I don't want my daughter to have daddy issues when she grows up, so I want to be as present as possible. And what am I supposed to do if Ariela's going into this playground, and then this is what you hear?
Dada. 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 Dada.
Dad, 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 am I supposed to ignore her? She's calling me out. I'm just trying to be there for her, you know? It is not my fault that the other dad is outside just playing on his phone instead of playing with his kids.
Those parents are like, thank God he's in there. Yeah, I don't want to be in there. Because I think there's a fine line between interacting and playing with your daughter and like what Janet's saying, where you're hovering over, you're like just following her around, like, you know, not letting her just be independent and run around the playground and do what she wants.
But I do.
But you know what? Don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. He is an awesome dad. I'm so, so grateful to God because he's great. He's there and he's playing. Like, I'm like 1,000% happy that he's there and at least she's got a dad and he's present.
Yeah.
But it's just like he's amazing and he plays with her and I love that. I love watching that. But I'm like afraid that
fear?
She's going to be like 25 and uh-huh. she's going to be calling, like having daddy issues and calling him every 5 minutes, dada, dada at 25, like dada, I need help with this, dada, I need help with this. Like, I want her to be a little more independent. I don't know if he's like helping or not.
That's the thing. It's like, I think you want her to be able to go out and do things on her own and make friends on her own and not feel like, you know, because at one point her dad's not going to be around her corner, around her shoulder,
exactly.
You know?
So
you
kind of, yeah.
That's
like,
what you think,
you,
Chelsea. You, that girl will be there forever. He'll always be there.
But it's true. It's like, how do you teach that? You know, that's an interesting.
But let me just say this. The moment I wasn't a helicopter dad, and babe, you know what I'm talking about. We went to Barnes & Noble for story time and you're like, hey, babe, you know, back off a little bit. Ariela went on stage right before they're about to read the book, and I let her, and she started singing Coco songs and all kinds of stuff, and then she went over to this life-size human cardboard display of, like, Mr. Underpants, and she knocked it over and fell on top of her. And I let her be. And look what happened when I wasn't a helicopter dad.
But that's good, but she has to
learn
those lessons.
But she's got
to
learn. Yep. She's got to learn.
I'm on your side, Janet.
Listen, I'd be more concerned she's trying to get on stage at 2. Let's keep her off the stage until she's 6 or 7.
All right, give us a call. If you're a female in your 20s or early 30s, I want to hear from you. If you had a helicopter parent, all right? How did it impact your life? Give us a call, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487. Because I had a helicopter mom. And when the helicopter couldn't reach me, her AKA boomerang reached me, her chancla, her sandals. So she always reached me, and I turned out okay. Right, guys?
Totally.
Yeah.
Vanessa from El Monte, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it bad that I'm a helicopter dad? Give me your experience.
It is. Me and my sister, me being the firstborn, I'm 30, she's 25. My dad didn't hover so much over me, but he did hover over her. And she became more rebellious, especially in a girl. I think if my dad would have been a helicopter dad, I would have said, forget this, and wanted to rebel more, because she really did rebel, because she was tired of daddy always hovering over her. So every chance she got, she went and did everything she wasn't supposed to do. I think giving a little bit of freedom works, and especially because she's little, let her learn, let her get dirty, let her have fun.
Let her get hurt and stuff,
Vanessa,
walk it off.
I know she's only 2, but you should see these 3-year-old little boys, the way they look at her. I'm like, yo, step back, bro.
Oh, you creep. They're not even thinking that.
Yeah,
oh, no, I get it. I have a 3-year-old little boy, and he says little girls at daycare are his girlfriends, so nice. I get you.
Hey, so was there a difference between you and your sister personality-wise? Was there a reason that your dad felt that he needed to hover over her?
No, I guess that was just his baby. She was the baby girl. As she got older, she went boy crazy, and she was the one sneaking out the window and doing all of that, and I was the one just sitting back watching it like, okay, see what you got. Yeah.
I wish you could see the fear on Edgar's face right now when you just said that. Boy
you said
crazy,
enough, Vanessa.
Rebellious.
I'm backing off.
Right. He doesn't want to be helicopter grandpa in 15 years.
You better put some bars on those windows if you're going to keep going that crazy.
Wow.
Vanessa, I'm going to back off, but her curfew is going to be 7 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you, Vanessa. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Kelly from Irvine, good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly, you're saying it's not so bad that I'm a helicopter dad and so present in my daughter's life. You're a daddy's girl, right?
Exactly. It is totally okay. Keep doing it, because I feel like the best relationship a girl can have starts with her dad. Mm-hmm. So you're not doing anything
true.
Wrong.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Does your dad pay for your cell phone bill still?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Would you say you're like independent though?
I am very independent.
Thank you, Kelly.
I also want to say that I'm 32. I already finished college. I'm married and I have 2 kids and I still love my dad, but I'm very independent. And I also think the relationship with my dad helped me pick a wonderful husband because I knew what to look for in a man, and I knew what I would put up with and what I wouldn't put up with because of the relationship I had with my dad.
Thank you, Callie. Baby, my wife is still on the line. Did you hear Callie? She's a daddy's girl, and it said she said it helped her pick the right man, and she's out of college and married and happy, babe.
Amen to that. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
You guys are awesome.
Love you. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let me get your info off the air so you can constantly talk to my wife. Hold on.
Settle every argument.
Call Kelly.
See what Kelly has to say about this.
What are our texts saying, Brian?
We got one from Sarah. It says, I love my dad. He's been giving me the world for the past 24 years. He's been watching me, keep me in his bubble. He wants everything done his way. I would say to when your daughter gets into her teens, just let her know that you were there for her,
but
you don't want to push her to do anything in life that she doesn't want to do, just to help her get independence. From the 805, we got Ariella wants you to be there. She wants you there having fun. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. She's only 2 years old. That's a little early to ask someone to completely back off. I'm a parent of three, and each child is different.
There you go. But man, why are you asking this? Ariella's only 2 years of age. Hello, Janet? My wife, hello?
I mean, she's a little busy right now with the kids.
She's like, I'm a little busy being a helicopter mom with Ariella tearing up the house right now. All right, guys, coming up next, we're going to reach out to our therapist, Heather, and get the professional side of things as to what impact does it have once you're a 20-year-old, 30-year-old female, 18-year-old, when your parents are helicopter parents. What are our techs saying, Brian, coming in, blowing up?
What's the opposite of a helicopter dad? I think that's what I'm going to be. Like, from a binocular dad from afar. We got this one from George. Kids are not cakes. There's no recipe because we're all different. Keep it balanced. Just keep her safe while setting limits. And then for the 310, there is a Black Mirror episode about helicopter parenting. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound like a positive outcome.
Not at all.
Heather, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, Heather. So I guess I'm a helicopter dad. What are the long-term effects of me being that type of dad to my daughter, Ariella? And for those females that are listening, they're between the ages of 18 to 30. What things are they seeing in their lives that they're like, oh, that's why?
Yes. So I think that a good kind of compromise is the helicopter parenting is also called anxiety-driven parenting.
Yeah, I get a lot of anxiety too, yeah.
Yeah, what that means is we're actually reacting in fear. And anytime the kid falls down or they're going into a new situation, we're bringing our anxiety into the situation. Oh. But what's interesting about parenting is we're modeling. So the kid is watching everything we do. So what we're actually doing with helicopter parenting is modeling anxiety for your child that will probably last until their 20s, 30s, and 40s, actually.
Wow. That's interesting. Effects, I feel like I don't have any kids, but I feel like that makes sense because a lot of my friends are like, oh my God, do this, we got a parent. And granted, being safe to an extent is one thing, but we act like kids are so fragile.
Right.
Human beings are pretty resilient. We have survived a long time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think your kid is going to, just because they trip and fall on some, you know, wood chips at the playground.
Right.
And they cry a little bit. It's not bad just to be like, hey, get up. It'll be fine.
And I totally get that, Heather. And that's an eye-opener how you can transfer that to your kids.
Worry.
You know, whatever your worries are, whatever your fears are. But, like, I do practice this, like, when I'm on the playground with Ariella, and there's that bridge that moves around on the playground, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I let go of her hand, and I'm like, tú puedes, like, you can do it, you're strong, for her to do it on her own, and she does that. So I guess to some extent, I'm trying to practice that, but then another extent, my anxiety and my other fears kind of take over. So that's so interesting. So if you're a 20-something-year-old female listening right now, and you do have anxiety, like, how can you work out of that? You know, how can you change that to not have the fears that their parents put on them also manifest in their life today?
Right. So as an adult, we can always work on dealing with our mental health. A lot of times the first step is actually acknowledging it. So recognizing, do I always feel stressed out or do I always have tension that I carry around? Am I always worrying? And from there, you can start using skills like mindfulness, being one with yourself and focusing on what are these internal feelings that I'm having, identifying them, and then figuring out tools to solve them.
I was just thinking, like, the opposite is, you know, when your parents don't pay attention to you at all, and you're the, hey, look at me, kid, where you're, like, on top of the, like, the big toy, like, oh, no one's gonna pay attention to me, watch me jump 30 feet onto my face.
You end up starring in the videos for Jackass.
That's right.
Chelsea, were your parents helicopter parents?
So, I would say know. I mean, I was the second child. It's funny, when I was actually home for the holidays, we were watching videos of us as babies, and I just was like chilling on the ground while like all the other kids were running around. And my parents were like, so, not that they weren't paying attention to me, but I was the second child, and my parents were very young when they had us too. Yeah. And I think I actually would say my dad's become more of a helicopter dad as I've gotten older.
Oh.
Like, he's way more involved in my life and always checking in on me. So
I know why.
Yeah.
He listens to the show.
That's right. And here's why you're dating escapades. I'd be worried too.
I will say, yeah, I mean, but I grew up to be very independent. And so yeah. I've been a very independent person, you know, and yeah, I rely on him more now because yeah. I am single, you know. And so he's kind of the guy in my life that I go to for advice and, you know.
Well, you've grown up to be a very independent, smart woman, mm-hmm. have conquered all kinds of things. So they did a great job. So Heather, thank you so much yeah. for enlightening us this morning. Anything else that you would like to add as your closing remarks?
Yeah, I just want to jump in on what Chelsea said. I think that the healthy style of parenting is going to develop a great sense of independence. It seems like Chelsea has a lot of confidence, which is, my guess, a result of that parenting also. So we want to just develop a sense where the kids believe in themselves, and that means that the parents have to believe in them first.
Oh, that's deep right there. Thank you.
You got to use this helicopter anxiety tactic
okay.
to just make her nervous about things you want to be nervous about. Like, you see a little you see a little boy with a leather jacket, looks like a bad boy, you're like, oh, no. So she grows up totally afraid of bad guys.
Thank you, bro. I'm going to practice that. When next time I see a three-year-old with a leather jacket.
Selective. You know, hair slicked back.
Yeah. At the playground.
In L.A., that would happen.
Yeah. Be aware with the spiky-haired kids. Yeah. Heather, we love you. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
So we have Fiji Water Girl, and we also have Evian Water Guy.
Oh.
And I got to his office fully prepared to...
Yeah. So if you watch Netflix's Firefest documentary, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Andy King. He's the festival producer that was willing to do absolutely anything in order to get bottled water on site at the festival. After the documentary aired, obviously he became an internet sensation, memes galore. Here's him kind of talking about his newfound fame.
Yesterday, someone saying, yeah, you're a meme-y. I'm like, what's a meme-y? They're like, no, Andy, it's a meme. And they're creating ads about you.
Ads about you.
Like, I gotta be honest, I felt like wildly uncomfortable when that was going viral on the internet, because that part of the fire documentary is that's tragically disgusting. That whatever his name is, Jordan
Billy
McFarlane asked him to ostensibly go down to the office and perform that sex act to get the water released, and he was like, I was willing to do it, but then I saw this thing's going viral, and I'm like, man, like, let's not, this guy, like, doesn't, I don't want him to be the face of that.
Well,
that
he was so genuine and sincere. It was like his real life. He was, you know, it's almost like you expect him to be joking.
Well,
but
it was
wasn't.
A shock. When you watch this fire documentary, if you haven't seen it yet, the one on Netflix, because there's another one on Hulu, and he gets to that part where he's like, can you believe, you know, he's like, Billy asked me to go over there and do this favor, sexual favor on this man to release the water. And I thought for sure he was going to be like, I was devastated. Absolutely, I did not do it. He's like, no. So I took a shower, got ready, and I was ready to go over there.
He wasn't that easy breezy. He was like, I took a shower. I was like, I went down there.
It's a shocker, man.
Well, because the entertainment industry is a weird place, he's now getting his own reality TV show.
Well,
congratulations. Hopefully that pans out good for him. I just still, man, I get uncomfortable. Like, I saw friends sharing the, how would you like to pay for this? Yeah. And it's like, you know, PayPal, credit card, Andy King, you know? And I just was like, okay, man, I get it. It's just, if I was him in 20 years, I don't want to be the poster child for that specific payment plan.
It's funny, my agent friend, he was talking about how after that video went viral, everyone was coming to him and they're like, you need to rep this guy, you need to rep.
Really?
So it's interesting now, and basically what's happening, there's not much information on this new show, but apparently he's been given a ton of offers from notable networks. You know, everyone's just trying to kind of capitalize on this. So I'll keep you guys updated on where that sort of develops.
Vultures.
But, yeah,
I read into it that he's going to be putting on certain shows or certain events, and you'll follow him around as to like all the stress of putting on an event and what he needs to do to make it happen. So that'd be interesting.
Well,
right,
we know what he needs to do. You know that's where we're going to lean on everybody. Like, but Andy, what if it's really difficult to get the right stage set up?
Oh my God.
I wonder if he knows what he's walking into, man.
No,
that's tough.
He didn't
even know what memes were.
All right, moving on. Rapper Soulja Boy is back in the news cycle.
Drake?
Still the best audio ever. But yes. This time, he's actually, it's really disturbing, he's being accused of kidnap and assault.
What?
Yeah, so a woman named Kayla has come forward and said that Soulja Boy assaulted her before taking her into a garage where he tied her up to a chair and imprisoned her for 6 hours. Kayla has 3 fractured ribs and a concussion and was treated for injuries at a local hospital. The incident is said to have occurred on February 2nd. So not that long ago. And
3 days
Friday.
Yeah. Sources are saying that maybe this is
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
His girlfriend, or they were dating, but there's no confirmation on that. Soulja Boy is not commented, but there is an active investigation going on right now.
It makes that whole Drake thing less fun.
I know.
Wow. That is wild.
Sorry, guys. It's a bummer, huh?
All of this is under investigation right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Such a weird story just to have kind of like just fall in your lap on a Tuesday.
This weekend, the weirdest stuff happened with artists. The Bow Wow situation with his girlfriend, 21 Savage getting caught by ICE, La Migra, and then this situation. It's like, what is going on, yo?
Yeah.
Well, if you get more deets, Chels, please let us know what happens with that case for sure.
I'll keep you guys updated. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. So, study came out stating which fast food joint has the best customer service in America. And I'm sure it's not going to shock you, but I want to know from you guys, which fast food joint do you believe definitely is not number one from your personal experience? Chels?
I have a guilty pleasure. I really love Wendy's. Like, I'm not a huge fast food person, but Wendy's sometimes, like, it doesn't more for me than, like, McDonald's, you know? So every once in a while, I'll go there. And also, they have the Frosty, so you get French fries and dip it in the Frosty.
So good.
The last couple times I went, it's turned me off because they're just like, no one wants to be there. It's like we're not McDonald's, we're not In-N-Out Burger. They're like we're just in this middle place.
No,
it's not super busy, and they're not very friendly.
This is why I don't believe in ripping like fast food joints ever, because every time I've had a bad experience, I'm like, Brian, what was your expectation? Why did you go into a drive? One, I'm going through a drive-thru always, right? So it's not like I'm sitting down in the restaurant. It's not. So when I just don't believe in ripping people who are working just to get by. And you know what? Probably not their dream job. Just going to go ahead and throw that out there. They probably didn't dream about working the Wendy's drive-thru as a child. They didn't write that down. So for me, it's like if I'm upset, it's because my expectations were too high and you get what you paid for.
Although I do have a couple friends, man, that they didn't even go to college, bro. They just went straight into In-N-Out College. And they're crushing it, making big bank.
Yeah, they pay well.
Yeah, for sure.
Certain restaurants have different career tracks.
Right.
They pay college money back. Well, let's just go ahead and say they found a career they love, but it wasn't the one they wrote down in kindergarten and what do you want to be when you grow up.
Wendy's bummed me out when they stopped selling their spicy chicken nuggets.
Oh,
I was so devastated, bro. Those are so good.
Oh, yeah.
So now I have to order a spicy chicken sandwich, just the filet itself, and then chop it up myself. What about you, Brian? What are our techs saying? Definitely did not come in number one for best customer service.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. It's like we're all getting like texts like McDonald's not good, KFC, a Taco Bell not good, Chick-fil-A is the best, McDonald's the worst.
I'll stand up for Taco Bell because I did our lyrical challenge a couple weeks ago where I went through and
yeah,
like,
you tortured them.
No, but he was so nice to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you should have gotten a bad Yelp review as a customer there.
But instead, you got free samples.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So listen, okay, before we just rip these restaurants, let's just say sometimes you show up right after some customer was in a drive-thru making them get free samples and doing lyrics to Tyga. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they're not in a great mood and you come in like, I hate Wendy's forever now.
Well, there you go. I didn't say that.
I'm speaking to the audience.
All right, so here it is. You guys ready? The top three, probably not a surprise. Number three is Arby's, best customer service.
All right.
And number two, Sonic drive-thrus. And number one, of course, Chick-fil-A, man. Always coming through, man. Let me tell you something. Like, there are more chances of a DNA test being wrong than your Chick-fil-A order. They, like, quadruple check your order so many times, and I appreciate that.
I think people are afraid to rip a restaurant that's not open on Sundays either. You know what I mean? I feel like you get bad karma for that.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm not going to make fun of a restaurant that doesn't open on Sundays.
There you go. And big shout-out to everybody that works at Chick-fil-A. Yesterday, it was raining like today, this morning, and they were, like, taking your order outside in the rain, just hustling. So major props to you guys. And there you go. You won number one best customer service in America. All right, your chance to win Travis Scott tickets. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Go ahead, call in, vent. Who did you dirty? Whether it be at work, a friend, or in a relationship, it's going to make you feel a lot better and move on, all right? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Jessica from the LBC, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Jessica, go ahead and vent. Tell us who did you dirty so you can just release it and be done with it.
Oh, man, I think this is something that's unforgivable, and this happened many years ago, and I'm still not over it. I dated a woman who had revealed to me in the very beginning that she had an STD that she had for, like, 20 years.
Okay.
I know how to be safe, so I was like, okay, you know, like, we can work around this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we dated for a little bit, and then we stopped dating, and then sometime later, I was on an online dating site and was talking to this other woman, and in the midst of talking to her, I found out that she dated the same person that I did. And then after we were talking for a little bit, she recognized my name, and my real name is not Jessica, by the way, but I have a very uncommon name.
Right.
And she said, oh, you're the girl who gave her an STD.
Damn.
What?
She flipped
it. I was like, what are you talking about? And I guess, like, what happened was this woman dated this person that we were just talking for a minute, but previous to that, they dated. Well, this person didn't tell this new person that she had an STD, and the girl ended up with an STD, with the exact STD. Yes. And then went back to the woman about it, and she said, oh, well, my ex so-and-so gave it to me. So she pretty much threw my name out there that I was passing around this STD.
Right.
And I ended up telling the girl, I was like, no, she's had it for like 20 years. She told me she had it before she even met me. I'm STD free. And I actually ended up sending this girl doctor results.
Wow.
Just
good
so she would believe
though.
Me right. that I didn't have anything. And I emailed this woman, and she confessed in the email. She said, yeah, I know I lied, but I was scared. I didn't want him to know. I gave it to her, and I sent the girl the email also. I was like, look, here's your proof.
Right.
But, like, I was pissed. I'm still not over it because I'm like, don't be putting my name out there that I did something like this.
She's a straight-up Susia right there. Are you with somebody right now?
I'm dating somebody a tiny bit, but, yeah, trying to end it, though.
Oh, hey, those. I hate that.
Do they know that yet, or do we? Are we
the only ones? They don't know that yet.
A pretty good way to do it is maybe do some sort of remix of the story you just told us about some STD nonsense. Be like, sorry, look what I got. Bye.
When are you going to do it?
I don't know. No. I don't know. I'm starting school soon, so I think I might just be nice and make an excuse and be like, hey, I'm starting school. I don't have time to date. I don't know.
You got
to
do it soon, though, because I understand you probably didn't break up with her during the holidays. So you thought, like, I don't really want to ruin the holidays. We got New Year's Eve. But now you're in this, like, window where you can still break up with her, and it's not too close to Valentine's Day to feel any guilt about
that.
So you got to pull the trigger soon.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll keep her for that so I can get some free Valentine's candy. I don't know.
I don't support any of this, the scammery.
I do.
And then after Valentine's, she's going to call us. Guess who did me dirty?
Oh.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
I want to hook you up with four tickets to be at the advanced screening of the movie Isn't It Romantic, all right? Starring Rebel Wilson, Liam Hemsworth, and also Priyanka Chopra. All you got to do is be caller 9, and you win. 877-971-HITS. Good luck. Right about now, giving out our Dopest Moment Award. It goes out to Patrick from Van Nuys and his kids for having zero chill this morning. We were playing our game, which is Kids Trivia Game, which is, are your kids smarter than Brian, basically? And Brian always loses. We get it. There's an opportunity there for your kids to talk a little bit of smack to Brian. But today's smack was a little harsh. Listen to this. Patrick, please introduce us to all the kids in your ride.
I have my three kids in the car. I have Nate, Madison, and Liam.
Nate, why do you believe you guys will be able to beat Brian this morning?
Because Brian is a loser and he always loses.
Yep.
I mean, the loser was kind of an edgy one. Stung a little bit. Always loses, I'll take, but loser.
I'll say this. Other kids have said something like that, but it sounds cuter when they're 8.
Yeah.
Not when they're 18.
You sound like a grown man just called me a loser. Brian's like, fighting now?
Brian's like, yo, man, you 18, bro? Meet me outside Wilshire. Yeah, it was just a little different with his deep ass voice, you know?
It literally sounds like a guy on a playground when I was in high school or something. Like this. So, go over and lose, like talking trash, like in a basketball game or something.
Brought you back to those moments. Sorry about that, Brian.
I was like, is this guy have tattoos? He's yelling at me? It sounds like a grown man.
Hey, man, don't let anyone or anything steal your joy or your peace. Not even a 17-year-old with more facial hair than you, Brian. It's all good,
calling
right?
me a loser.
Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Yes, Ortiz coming up next. Let's go.
97.1
AMP.
AMP
Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.